turundusuudised.
News from Business to Community that brings out three reasons why link building is important in business to business. And the reasons include Google ranking. It includes that the links bring targeted referral traffic to the web page, and also that increases authority among influencers. And they also gave three suggestions that for the first, it's important to create a content strategy that takes influencer outreach into the consideration. For the second, that link building is a way of authority gaining and building relationships, not only exchanging links. And also that it would be wise to be generous in linking to influencers. So this was a brief summary. In business-to-business marketing context, what do you think? Is this article valid? The suggestions, anything missing, or how do you see this? Also, maybe within the revenue engine model.
A relevant blog post, definitely. In the first phrase, it says business to business marketing, it's all about branding and authority building. And I would argue that generating high quality sales ready leads is the most important thing that a B2B marketing function can do. Most B2B marketing functions are not there yet. And if we're talking content marketing that this blog post refers to, I would say that just having consistency in creating and publishing content is the first step. And most companies are not there yet. So this focus on link building is maybe more for the already advanced content marketers to have that kind of focus. For most companies, it's just starting to work in a consistent way with content marketing and with the focus that this content should generate high-quality leads. So, I mean, if you want to focus on the link building, then this is probably a good guide on how to do it.
Okay, very good. For me, it was, I think, a bit of surprising or just helping to put into the context was the understanding that link building is not just spamming links all over the web in relevant or less relevant sites, but it's really kind of a way to start a relationship with an influencer.
Yes.
And if you could put it this way, then I think that it does mean a different thing with most of the, or for most of the businesses. And it does help to generate a kind of a reasonable strategic approach behind it.
Yeah, and I mean, the old way of link building, where you just basically paid a firm to get a lot of links. When I started to work for this company, it was many years ago, and probably a year after that, Google suddenly decided to basically punish anyone who paid
for the link building.
For the link building, yeah. And we had a lot of companies calling us and saying, we are suddenly erased from the earth. When it comes to Google, what do we do? And the answer there was, make sure that you have quality content and the rest will, you know, start building from there. There's no way to cheat this. And the blog post says basically the same thing, that, you know, you have to have a content strategy and make sure that you build some authority and build relationships with others, and you know, it's the way to go. There's no way of just paying somebody to have fake blogs that will link to your site. That will only punish you in the end.
But I think it's a healthy way of marketing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more honest, and in that case, I think Google did a very good decision, because this makes us trust the Google results in another way.
Yeah, that's true. So it's a good article. Our listeners go and read more and do a short checklist for you how you can increase or how you can put these things into your marketing strategy.